And one more real quick story, and this is a personal story about my father, and this has to do with belonging. In August, it'll be 14 years since my father died. And when he died, it was the experience that everybody goes through when you lose a parent, all the sadness and the things that happen around losing a parent. And my father died very suddenly. He was there yesterday when I saw him, and the next day he was gone. But at his wake and at the funeral, I learned some really interesting things that I thought about later in relationship to talking about these five valued experiences, particularly belonging. And I'll have to tell you a couple of things about him. There were two things about my father. There were probably others, but there were two things that really embarrassed all of us children. I'm the oldest of seven, and we all went to church, you know, growing up, and we sang in the choir and played the organ and the piano and did all those things. And there were two things about my father. One was he hugged everybody. Men, women, children, strangers, everybody. And we would say, "Daddy, you can't do that. You're going to get in real trouble these days going around indiscriminately hugging everybody." And did he pay us any attention? No, he just kept on hugging, right? The other thing that he did was he snored in church. And we would be sitting up there in the choir, and he always sat right over here, and we'd watch him start to nod off, saying, "Somebody please touch him on the shoulder," but no, and then he would just let out this big snore. So that was very embarrassing to us. When I thought about that later, though, I thought if he had been a person with a disability, he would have been a hugger and a snorer, and people would have been trying to fix him of that, and might have removed him from church until he got that behavior under control, right? Can't have that. Can't have that. The other thing, just to tell you one other thing that we learned that was really peculiar, my father was a traveling salesman. He traveled in North and South Carolina and Georgia all the time I was growing up. And when he retired, he didn't like to travel anymore, but he didn't like staying at home either. And people kept saying at his funeral, "Last time I saw your daddy when we were having coffee at the bank." At the bank. I grew up in this really, really small town. Two banks in town. It turns out that my father had started inviting people to come and have coffee with him at the banks because there wasn't a coffee shop in town. And one of the banks that he didn't have an account at said, "JD, it would be nice if you actually opened an account if you're going to drink our coffee." But they didn't tell him that he couldn't do it. Two other things about the hugger and the snorer. The hugger part, I cannot tell you how many people came up to me during my father's wake and at the funeral, particularly men, and said, "I'm going to miss your daddy's hugs. I don't know whether I'll ever be hugged again by anybody other than my children or my husband or wife now that your daddy's gone." It was a part of him that everybody except his children actually thought came with who he was. And the snoring part at his funeral, one of the ministers who preached his service said, "Guess we'll have to find another snorer. Church won't be the same unless there's snoring coming from that corner over there." Now, when I thought about this later, again, in relationship to the people that we're concerned about, I thought the difference, I think, in my father and the people that we're concerned about is he belonged there. He was a part of that place, and he came with those characteristics. And it might have been irritating sometime to people, but that's who he was in that place. When people belong, many of the things that we sometimes worry about become who part of people are. And I worry still that we are going to try to fix people before we think they can belong. And I think what we need to do is work on the belonging part. And then many of the things that people do that we think are keeping them back become part of who they are and who they're known by. And my father taught me that at the time of his death. And the people who knew and loved him and accepted those things about him that would not be often accepted if he had a label and he did not belong.